Putnam Berkeley Audio presents Naked Prey by John Sanford, read by Richard Ferrone. Chapter 1. Thursday night, pitch black, blowing snow. Heavy clouds, no moon behind them. The Buick disappeared into the garage and the door started down. The big man, rolling down the highway in a battered Cherokee, killed his lights, pulled into the driveway, and took the shotgun off the car seat. The snow crunched underfoot as he stepped out. The snow was coming down in pellets rather than flakes, and they stung as they slapped his warm face. He loped up the driveway, fully exposed for a moment, and stopped just at the corner of the garage in a shadow beneath the security light. Jane Warr opened the side door and stepped through, her back turned to him as she pulled the door closed behind her. He said, "Jane." She jumped, her hand at her throat, choking down a scream as she pivoted, shrank against the door. Taking in the muzzle of the shotgun and the large man with the beard and the stocking cap, she screeched, "What? Who are you? Get away!" A jumble of panic words. He stayed with her, tracking her with the shotgun, and he said slowly, as if speaking to a child, "Jane, this is a shotgun. If you scream, I will blow your heart out." She looked, and it was a shotgun, all right, a 12-gauge pump, and it was pointing at her heart. She made herself be still, thought of Dion in the house. If Dion looked out and saw them, Dion would take care of himself.
"What do you want?"